Śrīla Abhicharanaravinda Śrīla Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaja Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki jai Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki jai Gaura Prema Nandi Hari Hari Mo All glories to the assembled glories All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnuraya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Nami Namaste Sarasate Devi Vagrami Pacharya Sira Shesha Sanya Asyadi Kodani. May I ask you to please find the 3:25. So, Hare Krishna. Good morning, everyone. This is our, coming to the conclusion of our 50-hour Kirtan Yagya. And I think we are all feeling, thank you very much, the impact of this great sacrifice. It makes the heart really lighter and the body tired. No problem. We will give our best. So this morning I will quickly give a Bhagavatam class. It's from the 3rd canto, 25th chapter, verse 25. Now, Satam prasangan mama virya samvido. Satam prasangan mama virya samvido. Pavanti hritka narasayana kataha. Pavanti hritka narasayana kataha. I can make it brief. Briefer, so that it's easier. Touch Joshanat Ashu.
Touch Joshanat Ashu.
Apavarga Bhatmani.
Apavarga Bhatmani.
Shraddha Ratir Bhaktir.
Shraddha Ratir Bhaktir.
Anukramishyati.
Anukramishyati.
Satam Prasangan. Mama virya samvido.
Mama virya samvido.
Bhavanti hritkarna.
Bhavanti hritkarna.
Rasayana kataha.
Rasayana kataha.
Tachyoshanat ashu.
Rajyoshanarashu.
Apavaga Bhaktmani.
Apavaga Bhaktmani.
Shradharatir Bhaktir.
Shradharatir Bhaktir.
Anukramishyati.
Anukramishyati.
Maybe we can ask our Maharaji to answer.
Half words. Satam prasangam.
Satam prasangam.
Mama virya samvido.
Mama virya samvido.
Bhavanti ritkarna.
Bhavanti ritkarna.
Rasayana kataha.
Rasayana kataha.
Rajyoshanadashu.
Rajyoshanadashu.
Apavarga vartmani.
Apavarga vartmani.
Svadharati vaktir.
Rati bhakti
anukramishyati.
Anukramishyati. Satam.
Satam.
Of pure devotees. Prasanga. Through the association.
Through the association.
Mama.
Mama.
My.
My.
Virya.
Virya.
Wonderful activities.
Wonderful activities.
Samvidaha.
Samvidaha.
By discussion of.
By discussion of.
Bhavanti.
Bhavanti.
Become.
Become.
Re.
Re.
To the heart.
To the heart.
Karana.
Karana.
To the ear.
To the ear.
Rasayana.
Rasayana.
Pleasing.
Pleasing.
Kataha.
Kataha.
The stories. of that.
Yoshana.
By cultivation.
Ashu.
Quickly.
Apavaga.
Of liberation.
Atmani.
On the path. Shraddha.
Firm faith.
Ratihi.
Attraction.
Bhakti.
Devotion.
Anukrameshyati.
Will follow in order.
The translation: In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. So when we are coming into the association of proper devotees, we are pleased in our heart by hearing about Krishna. Then by cultivating such a knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. The process of advancing in Krishna consciousness and devotional service is described here. The very first point is that one must seek the association of persons who are Krishna conscious and who engage in devotional service. Without such association, one cannot make advancement. Simply by theoretical knowledge or study, one cannot make any appreciable advancement. One must give up the association of materialistic persons and seek the association of devotees, because without the association of devotees, one cannot understand the activities of the Lord. Generally, people are convinced of the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth. Because they do not associate with devotees, they cannot understand that the Absolute Truth can be a person and have personal activities. This is a very difficult subject matter. And unless one has personal understanding of the Absolute Truth, there is no meaning to devotion. Service or devotion cannot be offered to anything impersonal. Service or devotion cannot be offered to anything impersonal. Service must be offered to a person. Non-devotees cannot appreciate Krishna consciousness. No, that is not possible. Even if they read the Srimad Bhagavatam or any other Vedic literature, when the activities of the Lord are described, they think that these activities are fictional, manufactured stories, because spiritual life is not explained to them in the proper mood. To understand the personal activities of the Lord, one has to seek the association of devotees. And by such association, when one contemplates and tries to understand the transcendental activities of the Lord, the path to liberation is open and he is freed. One who has firm faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes fixed and his attraction for association with the Lord and the devotees increase. I want to read this again, because here will be the entry point of whatever little 2 cents worth of explanation I can give to this verse here. One who has firm faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes fixed, and his attraction for association with the Lord and the devotees increases. Association with devotees means association with the Lord. The devotee who makes this association develops the consciousness for rendering service to the Lord. And then, being situated in the transcendental position of devotional service, he gradually becomes perfect. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Prachaline Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Deshadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare path of progress in Krishna consciousness is very nicely delineated. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm so helpless with these machines. Can you please help me? It got lost. It's 3:25:25. And I would like to this morning offer some considerations how this path of gradual association relates to the chanting of the holy name. So Srila Prabhupada has ended his purport by saying, one who has firm faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes fixed, and his attraction for association with the Lord and the devotees increase. And so association with devotees means association with the Lord. And the devotee who makes this association develops the consciousness for rendering service to the Lord. And then, being situated in the transcendental position of devotional service, he gradually becomes perfect. So it is very nicely explained in the verse that you come into the association of devotees, and in that association it becomes very pleasing and very satisfying to hear about Krishna. And then when one develops in this association of devotees a taste in hearing about Krishna, one can advance and gradually go through the stations of advancement, which are Shraddha, the firm faith, then Rati, one gets attraction, and Bhakti, or devotion to Krishna. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained these three states with Rupa Goswami's three ways of bhakti. First, there is sadhan bhakti. That is what most of us do at the present moment. We adopt some activities and we perform them with our material senses. Then comes bhava bhakti. That is that at that time when you do this for some time, some love of Godhead, some bhava means a devotional feeling for Krishna develops, and then prema bhakti comes, or real love. Sadhana bhakti is something like trying to make a kickstart for a car. You know, where the car doesn't run very nicely, especially on the farm in the winter, we know this. The farm does, the car doesn't, er springt nicht an, we say in German. And he just doesn't, you know, you go. And then again, you try. So that is sadhana bhakti. You try and you try again and you try again. You try again. But then, when you make a little bit more advancement and finally some attraction comes in the heart for Krishna, it's almost as if the car now begins to run. And then, finally, comes prema bhakti. And then is when the car goes quickly down the German highway. So this is the path of gradual advancement in modern contemporary words. In sadhana bhakti, we have to push ourselves. We have to rise. We have to chant our 16 rounds. We have to stay in the kirtan and not leave and chant and dance. And our mind doesn't really want to do this. We are stagnant and so on. But when we develop some proper attraction, we do it spontaneously. We don't have to push ourselves. So on. So this wonderful path of Krishna consciousness starts if you go through the entry gate of Shraddha. Shraddha is the foundation and the only qualification for entering in devotional service. That means also when there is no Shraddha or very weak Shraddha, it is very difficult to really advance. There is a very nice guidebook from which we can learn to chant properly. It is called the Harinam Chintamani. You have most probably heard and read it all. It describes a sacred conversation between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Haridas Thakur in Jagannath Puri. In this work, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks Haridas Thakur, or becomes the listener, Haridas Thakur, the Namacharya, gives a detailed explanation of how to advance in the process of devotional service. This book is divided in three parts. In chapter 1 to 3, you will find how Haridas Thakur establishes the truth and the inconceivable glories of the Holy Name. That's necessary in order to develop faith. You need to hear what is Nam Tattva, the truth of the Name, and what are his potencies, what can he do, and so on. Only then faith is developed. Then in the second section, which is the major section, it goes from chapter 4 to chapter 13, there is detailed description of the nama aparadas which prevent the holy name to manifest in its glory. See, Haridas Thakur gives a beautiful example. He says the holy name is like the sun, the radiant sun. But still, sometimes we cannot see the sun because of our because of the fog and the mist which is created here on planet Earth. So sometimes we cannot see the nectarian of holy name. We cannot feel it because we have covered the name with our aparadas and our ignorance, our this is like mist or fog and clouds. I remember once George Harrison, who is very dear to the older sections of the Hare Krishna people, the old ones over 60, they know about him. He was a well-known musician. He came to Srila Prabhupada and he said, "But Prabhupada, you talk so much about separation from Krishna, but isn't Krishna everywhere?" Then Prabhupada gave this example, which Haridas Thakur gives in Harinam Chintamani. He says, "Yes, Krishna is everywhere, like the sun is everywhere in the morning, but when you have mist and fog and cloud, you can't see it. And then we feel a very unpleasant sensation." Prabhupada must have had in mind the city of London, where there's more often clouds than not. So we feel a very unpleasant situation because of our ignorance and our aparadas which we create, which is then between us and Krishna, and we shiver. When George Harrison heard this, he composed a song which I will sing to for you this morning. "My sweet Lord, I really want to see you. Do, do, do. I really want to be with you. Do, do, do. But it takes so long, my Lord." Something like this. I will not try in the presence of Vyasadi. I will not display my poor knowledge of music. So that expresses separation. "I want to be with you, but it takes so long, my Lord." So on. And this was the explanation. This was George Harrison's digestion, musical digestion, of this being separated, and it takes so long before this mist and cloud or ignorance and anattas are gone. This is discussed. How you can make this disappear is discussed in chapter 4 to 13. It's a big guidebook. It is really, if you want to go into this deep chanting of the holy name, Harinam Chintamani is definitely a good reading tip. And then this third section, it's only in one chapter, describes the goal, the Nam Rasa, chanting in one's eternal relationship with Krishna with ecstatic love of Godhead. So it starts also like this. Shraddha is the basis of our spiritual life. Then comes sarana, where we practice to chant and avoid the offenses and learn transcendental knowledge so that our ignorance goes And then finally love of Godhead comes, the goal, prema bhakti, or chanting with rasa, with the sense of one's relationship with Krishna. That is described very nicely in this work, and in this way the work really corresponds to this Bhagavatam verse, where the gradual development of advancement in Krishna consciousness is described. Only Harinam Chintamani describes this totally in relationship to the holy name. So the beginning, let us work a little bit on our fundament, is faith. Haridas Thakur speaks about faith in these words. He says, anyone who with undeviating faith take shelter of chanting Lord Krishna's holy name, knowing that the chanting is the Yuga Dharma, the religion for this age, he attains everything. The holy name alone is everything. A devotee who comes to this platform where he invests his faith totally into the chanting of the holy name, it takes shelter in this chanting, really attains all the states of bhakti. Everything means he will attain bhava bhakti and prema bhakti eventually. This is not just an empty promise. It is stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, that by of all the nine processes of devotional service, the chanting of the name is the most important one, and he says from it comes prema, the love of Godhead. This is, now this is something which I would like to say in a mean way today. Means that way. Many of us have to still work at, I know for instance I have to definitely work on this. This faith, this single-minded faith, right? You believe, your hope, your everything begins to rest in the holy name. Take shelter there. In Madhuya Kadambini, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur says the faith of a devotee should be placed in two things. One is the Bhakti Shastras, like Bhagavatam, and the second is the process by which you attain this bhakti. Shraddha means to have firm faith in the bhakti scriptures, and it is expressed in an exclusive aspiration or determination to attentively follow the process of devotion as it is described in the bhakti scriptures. What is actually faith? If you really think about it, we use it so often. I found a very nice definition is given by Patanjali. Faith, he says, is when the condition of doubt has been removed. Condition of doubt is gone. And you have a favorable attitude towards the process in our yoga, but in our process is it's devotional service. It has been generated. You feel, oh, I lean towards it. It's my inclination. I have no longer doubts in the holy name, and my inclination is, but I want to go there in my life. I want to make my life under the shelter of the holy name. That you have an inclination, a tendency, an attitude which pulls you there, which brings you there. So, my dear devotees, this is the entry gate in the devotion and in the chanting of the holy name. That faith. And to give us a little, let me say, a little incentive of having this faith, Haridas Thakur speaks a very beautiful verse. I see some of you are sleeping. I can understand it's a little boring, but in a moment it will be highly interesting. So you please listen now so that you can understand what is the interesting thing which comes. Haridas Thakur says, the Lord has a treasure house, and he has various treasures in this treasure house. And of all these various treasures, the holy name is the most important one. And there is a reason. You might say, well, what is treasures? I mean, there's a Kostoba jewel in there? No, in this treasure house. A beautiful crown? Or let us speak of other treasures. Yes, Prema Bhakti, love of Godhead. Why does Haridas Thakur proclaim that the holy name is the most wonderful of all of Krishna's treasures? And he gives, there's a reason. He says that if we look at our situation in the material world, we are surrounded with Maya. The world is Maya. Body is Maya. Do you know what? Your mind is all your Maya. It is not, unless it is vibrating in pure Krishna consciousness. Oh, there's a lot of Maya. It is dull and inert. Now, we are imprisoned in this material world as spiritual souls. But because we are so encased, we are so baked over with Maya, body, mind, and material world, we cannot act like spiritual souls. We have no access to our real self. We are in forgetfulness, in amnesia. So by Krishna's inconceivable mercy, Lord Krishna comes in the form of the holy name, and thus the holy name is the second spiritual entity in the material world. What is the first spiritual entity in the material world? Oh, it's good to listen sometimes. You are spiritual. Don't forget, you are the soul. That's the first spiritual entity. The second is holy name. You know everything which is important. If you don't forget it when you leave the lecture. These two are spiritual. Prabhus, Matajis, children. Everything else is not what you are made of. It's a foreign entity. It's a foreign stuff. It's matter. So you have to join yourself with the holy name in all seriousness. That needs to be done. That is our whole goal. When you sit down to chant, please remember, I am a spiritual soul. I am a part of Krishna. Now I want to meet Krishna in the form of his holy name, and therefore I will chant, I will give my best to chant. Even if I'm not inattentive, even if I have everything else in my mind, which I shouldn't, but which I have, No problem. Now is a time of the soul and God. We will meet. This is very nicely explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the prayer, where it says, my dear Lord Krishna, even though I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I'm turning to you as your sincere and serious servant. Please accept me. This is what is important. This is what chanting really makes. And the moment you act, let us say, on this faith, something wonderful happens. See, when you have Shraddha in something, you will develop virya, which is called inner strength. We know Haridas Thakur's Leela, what strengths he had. And the Muslim government told him to do, I think it's called the Kalma, the you know, where you exclaim, I believe in God, the only one, and in this, and the scriptures, and the prophets, and so on. When you do this, the Qazi said, you say this now, you say this. Don't become a Hindu here. You are born in a good, elevated Muslim family. Don't become now a low class Hindu. Give up this chanting Hare Krishna. Whatever then Haridas Thakur said, so much strength he had. He said, my Lord, not my Lord, he must have said, my dear Kansi, you can cut my body in 1,000 pieces, but I cannot stop chanting. It's in me. This means inner strength, virya. Virya comes from chanting, from faith. If you feel you have no inner strength left, it means you have to do some work on your faith. You have to see the company of good devotees. Come there as a humble soul, ready to learn and hear, and then chant in their association. Hear about Krishna. Go to good devotional assembly as a humble servant, and then you can see your faith will get again nourishment, and then your inner strength will return. So from this virya, it goes Shraddha, virya comes, and then so many good blessings come. I don't want to talk about this so much in detail. Smriti is one, an undisturbed mind. You will always remember the advice of Shastra, no metta word. And Samadhi will come after. That is undivided concentration. And finally you will get pragya, realization, where you see the things as they are, and you can distinguish between you and matter. You know, I'm a spiritual soul, and you can see it, and you can also understand the difference between you and the Supreme Purusha, Lord Krishna. Yes, this is the journey of faith. It starts with faith. Faith needs to be nourished. Every day we need to see how our faith is nourished. And you know, my dear devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sadhan was quite simple. He would discuss Bhagavatam, there was the Bhagavatam reading and chanting. Why Bhagavatam? Bhagavatam is the topmost Bhakti Shastra, and you need to read and understand the Bhagavatam. Then that faith will come. That faith with which you can go through walls, we say in German language. You can the impossible becomes possible by this faith. This is very important. This Kirtan Mela, and also the Spanish Kirtan Mela, and other Kirtan Mela, whatever, where this is done, or devotional assemblies, like I remember we had a wonderful Ratha Yatra in Berlin, and afterwards there was a wonderful program with Vyasaki in the temple, and a very nice devotional assembly. And afterwards you can feel how your faith becomes strong, and then you have so much inner strength, this virya, which helps you to overcome the obstacles. But if there's little faith and there's little inner strength, and then everything becomes just such a struggle. You have to push yourself so much to do everything. Better to increase the faith, better to go to devotional assemblies, and then there you get everything. You get this attraction, and finally bhakti, the prema bhakti will come. That's very, very, very important. The verse said that in the association of devotees, to talk about Krishna's pastime is very pleasing. So therefore, I like to take this opportunity of your saintly association to narrate one pastime of Lord Krishna, which I feel is very relevant for our Kirtan Mela. And this pastime starts with a doubt. The cowherd man in Braj had a doubt. And the doubt became just so strong that they needed to go to their king, Nanda Maharaj. The doubt was twofold. They thought Krishna just cannot be the son of Nanda Maharaj, because he is so untypical. And the second doubt is Nanda Maharaj puts an illusion before us by saying Krishna is his son. So they had Easter ghosties, they talked. Unfortunately, there was no internet at that time. But if there were, they would have gone on the internet. And they talked, and they decided this doubt in Krishna and Nanda Maharaj can only be cleared by Krishna himself, by Nanda Maharaj. So what they did is, they went all together to Nanda Maharaj and said, Nanda Maharaj, tell us the truth now. Your son Krishna cannot be your son, but you are saying it to us. The reason is that Krishna lifted the huge Govardhan mountain on the pinky of his left hand, but you are elderly, you can hardly lift a rock, you need assistance. So the other thing is his color. You are a little fair, but he is so dark, so very dark. I think we can understand, you know, the white woman goes in the hospital and there's a black boy coming out, you say, no. He's all alone. So they were doubting like this. And then there's all this rumor about Radharani, and who is Radharani? So Nanda Maharaj said, my dear cowherd boys, cowherd men, this is a grave doubt. I will have to think about it. I will receive you on another day. And so in this time, the parents of Radharani, Vrishabhanu Kirtida, thought there is this talk about Radha and Krishna. Even on planet Earth, everyone says Radha Krishna. Maybe they should be married. So what they did is they brought a bullock cart and filled it with jewels and pearls and brought it as an engagement gift to Nandagram. So when the bullock cart arrived, Nanda and Yashoda knew what that meant. See, in this Braj tradition, it is like this: when someone is to be engaged, the bride's party sends a gift, and then bride is this a woman or the man? Woman? The bride sends a gift, the bride parents send a gift, and then the bridegroom have to give a greater gift. It's not like India today, where you know, where the poor people who have women think, oh my God, we have to give a huge gift, and then sometimes they have already gifted one daughter away, and there's a second daughter that needs to be gifted away. But they are poor. Then they come to the Western devotees and say, my daughter needs to be married. Can you give me something so that I can give a nice gift? No. The bridegroom has to respond, if he accepts, by giving an even greater gift. So Nanda and Yashoda received this bullock cart full of jewels and pearls, and they went like, oh no, how are we going to return this? We think it's a good idea if there is a marriage between Radha and Krishna, but how do we return this gift? We are poor. So Krishna was playing nearby. He saw the gift, and he thought to solve it in his own way. He understood the parents of Radharani made this arrangement. So he was for it. And what he did is, when his parents were in another room, he went to the ox cart. He took the jewels or pearls as much as he could carry. And then he went to some field in Nandagram and placed the pearls in the ground. So the next morning, Yashoda and Nanda inspected that load of pearls and found some very good pearls were missing, who were there yesterday. And they immediately thought, this can only be Krishna's work. They went to Krishna, have you stolen the pearls? Krishna said, not stolen, I planted the pearls to increase their population of pearls. I wanted to, because I saw you were distressed that you could not return. So I planted them to make them into pearl trees who have pearls. My dear boy, pearls come from oysters. They are not placed into the ground and grow on trees. This is illusory. Krishna said, would you like to inspect my pearl trees? And he took Nanda Maharaj to the field. And there were beautiful trees, very nice, with very big pearls. They had grown overnight. Nanda said, how did you do it? He said, this is the land of Vrindavan. It is Shintamani earth. It can produce anything you desire. But Nanda Maharaj, he had an idea. He called all those who had a doubt, and he said, well, Krishna can lift the Govardhan hill because he is God. Proof. Full brush passes. Well, he just planted the purse, which we received from Nanda and from Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, and made pear trees. You can see and inspect. So all the Deva farmers, you know, came and thought, wow, Krishna has made trees. This is truly the work of God. Yes, said Nanda Maharaj, and therefore he can lift up the Govardhan hill on his pinky. And as far as Krishna being my son, our Garga Rishi, at the name-giving ceremony, he has said that this son of yours has been many times, he has appeared, and he is like Narayan. So he said, this son of yours is like Narayan. Nanda Maharaj explained it like this. Something of Narayan's Shakti has gone into this boy, but he is my son. Now this concept of avesh, that something enters, is well known in the Braj and everywhere, that someone can become can be entered by many things, including ghosts and spirits and devatas, you know. So he said, this son of yours is like Narayan. That means some of the potency has entered. So then the cowherd voice heard, a cowherd man heard this, and then thought, TK. Very good. And there was also now this marriage arrangement. But they all forgot about it because they were so blissful seeing Krishna's shaktis and potencies. My dear devotees, I like to tell this pastime in relationship to the holy name. Here Haridas Thakur says everything can be gained from the holy name. Even pearls, all the treasures of our spiritual life which we need. Maybe we want to be a little bit more renounced. Maybe we want our mind to be more undisturbed. Maybe we want to get up earlier. Maybe we want to become better devotees. Whatever it is, all this is gained by the holy name. It is, everything is there. And I would like to give you a little task after this Kirtan Mela. We will very soon end here. Just like Krishna planted the pearls, and there was a pearl tree, when you plant the holy name in your heart, very, very deep in your heart, that no mental speculation, no storms in your life can uproot the seed of the holy name. Then the prema lata, the creep of devotional service, will grow and produce this rarely attained fruit for which Brahma and Shiva are hankering, the fruit of love of God. So my request is, buddhi pratikalini, let's be practical now, enough philosophical talk, now something which is practical. My request to you is, see how you can increase your chant, your faith in the holy name. See in your life how you can read more in the Bhagavata, which will convince you and clarify any possible doubts, or, you know, we have so many unconscious doubts which we are not conscious of. There's a whole, what we are conscious of is very little in relationship to what we are unconscious of, but what influences us every day. And so the Bhagavatam will be able to clarify the doubts which are in your conscious and your subconscious mind. If you read it, it will act there like the Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Purana is like the sun, really, which can dispel this inner darkness, which is especially prevalent in the subconscious mind. It needs regular reading to dispel this inner darkness. And then see how you can come to devotional assemblies like this one and take part. Maybe your participation during this Kirtan Mela was half participation, or maybe one quarter of participation, or one fifth participation. Please see how you can slowly increase your participation in the chanting of the holy name. That is a very important project also. And just maybe discuss with good devotees, I have this doubt, Prabhu. What to do with my doubts? Can you? Did you deal with such a doubt? And if so, how did you deal with it? And so on. Shraddha, very important, because only a Shraddhavan can become a Namavan, the person who has the holy name. It is only Shraddha which is the entry gate into Krishna consciousness. And when there is no Shraddha, you just are outside and lick the honey glass from the outside. It is also something you can imagine, oh, I'm so close to the honey. But it's better if you unscrew the thing and taste what is inside. Good. I am now 5 minutes before the end. Do you have any questions? Yes, Bhakti Gauravani Maharaj.
You spoke now a lot about how to increase faith, the importance of faith. Let's say we generate some faith by good fortune and following your advice. Can you elaborate also on what should we now be careful not to lose it again? What could be the enemies or the obstacles that, or something that could destroy our faith? Or maybe we had faith and we lost it.
Yeah. Should I repeat the question?
Yeah.
On the loudspeaker. You spoke about how to increase faith, but once we have faith, what do we have to avoid so that we do not lose the faith again? What comes to, there are a few traditional tips which, you know, it's always said, bad association or the wrong type of association can destroy that faith. It's said like, especially when you associate with what the materialistic people say, and you begin to believe that, it begins to so to say cover your faith. That is a very great faith stealer. This improper association meets also association with the wrong type of concepts. You know, the things that is very much. But so I think we have heard many lectures regarding this point. I would like to come from a perspective which is also there. See, faith is something you fill it in your heart. You must be very careful that your heart does not develop holes. Shra can mean heart. The various things. Let me give you the example. So when I fill something in here, in the association of devotees, and then just imagine this thing has holes because it all leaves us. So in the same way, we must be very careful about the holes in our heart. Now, it's problematic because as a conditioned soul, we are surrounded by enemies which constantly want to poke holes in our heart. It's lust, greed, anger, envy. Or envy when you become envious of devotees, have you ever noticed? I mean, I think everywhere else in Germany, then in Germany, everywhere else except for in Germany and Russia, we are envy. Devotees suffer from being envious on each other. So maybe you cannot relate so nicely to what I would say. But envy is when you feel that envy. Oh, why he? Why he? Not me. You know, that is very bad. Very bad. It's a big hole, you know, because when someone is envious after some time, then anyways, this process doesn't work anyways. The envy is somehow a big hole, and it goes like enviousness. About six enemies: Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, illusion, Mada, craziness, and enviousness. These are six enemies, and a devotee must be very careful about this. They are like thieves who are armed with heavy lances which want to poke holes in your heart so that your shraddha leaves you. And Raghunath Das Goswami speaks in Vanak Shiksha about the cure. He says, when this happens, we must run to devotees we must cry for help and say, I have this problem, please do help me. It seems to be so big that I can't overcome it on my own. And that usually does help, because the devotees, Raghunath Das Goswami said, they are like generals who can chase these armed thieves away, who poke holes into your heart. Krishna. Ramanujacharya says this also. He says, when all sadhana fails you, it doesn't work for you, then go into the sangha of a soul of devotees. Stay with them and just don't leave it so quickly. And then surely some shraddha will come back to you, and some rati, some good first class attraction will come back, and prema. Thank you, Maharaj. This is my little attempt to answer. Thank you. It was a very good question. It's now 9 o'clock, and we have the yagya to do, so we will stop here. Please take your breakfast and be back for the conclusion of the yagya. I think that kirtan will go on now here in the temple. And Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki, Shishi Gauri Tai ki, Gaur Prema Nandi, Hari Hari Gaur.